We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Divine, supernatural protection. You see, we have to believe God for these things and confess the Word of God. I remember one time flying my airplane out to the northwest part of the country. At that time, I was flying an airplane that only held 4.5 hours fuel. I got lost and in some weather out there, and we flew 5 hours and 25 minutes. My brother had already told the controller, well, he's down somewhere because he's out of gas. But when we landed and they filled my tanks up, I still had 17 gallons of fuel in my tanks. Now, that's supernatural. I don't know how God did it. I don't know whether the angels carried fuel and poured it in those tanks. I don't know. But I know that the fuel was there. It was supernatural, beyond. Never did do that before, never did do it after. But you see, that's supernatural things. But you have to believe for these things. Now I want to talk to you and finish this up by saying how you can get your angels to work for you. See, I said that to just show you that sometimes there's supernatural things happening to you, but you've been looking for the spectacular and missed it. And we see we need to look for the supernatural. Not just go seeking after supernatural things, but be aware of these things that happen. Psalm 103, 19 and 20, he says, his angels hearken to the voice of his word. They hearken to the voice of his word. Now, we've mentioned this, but it bears repeating. See, the word has no voice. Psalm 91 won't ever say a thing to you if you don't read it, if you don't quote it. The angels hearken to the voice of God's word. Now, the Bible says, Psalm 107, verse 20, said God sent his word and healed them, delivered them from all their destruction. Well, God sent his word and did that. But the angels hearken to the voice of God's word. Now, this word here has no voice unless you give it voice. And if you don't give the Word of God voice, then the angels are not hearkening to it. You have to give it voice. It is your verbal speaking of what God has said that the angels are listening to. See, they're designed to hearken to the voice of the Word of God. Your voice is the only voice the Word of God has. You have to give voice to it. You see, you could hold this Bible up to the microphone, it won't say one thing to you. So, here's the way you get angels involved in your situation. First of all, you believe the Word of God about what it says. Study the Scriptures. Know what you base your faith on. We're sons of God. We're not servants anymore. And the Bible says that God has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And the angels hearken to the voice of His Word. Well, if He has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants, He ought to have more pleasure in the prosperity of His sons. And the angels get involved in your financial situation. Number one, keep God's word in your mouth. Regardless of the situations you face in life, say what God said about you. Don't say what the devil said. Proclaim what God said. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him. Well, thank God the angel is encamped around about me. And if Jesus could get 72,000 angels with just one prayer, then surely we can get enough to do us some good with one prayer. We're joint heirs with Him. We're sons of God. We release our angels by keeping God's word in our mouth. And then you release angels by prayer, by praying. See, Cornelius' prayer released an angel to come and tell him what to do. We saw in the Old Testament where the angel came and said to Daniel, I've come for your word. I've come because of what you said. So you see, some of you have been saying, well, I tell you, nothing ever good happens to me. Nothing ever supernatural happens to me. No wonder. You've been speaking doubt and unbelief. You've bound your angels. They're there to minister for you. Make Psalm 91 personal. Let it be personal to you. And then remember that the ministry of angels is part of our salvation. It's not part of being saved. They don't deliver us from sin, actually. The blood of Jesus made a way for that. But when I say deliverance and salvation, I'm talking about deliverance, preservation, and protection. See, we read that in one of our basic scriptures for this teaching, in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd verse, where it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? talking about the salvation or the deliverance that comes by the ministry of angels. How would Peter got out of jail? He wouldn't have escaped if he hadn't been delivered by an angel. How are you going to escape some of the bad situations that you find yourself in this life if you neglect so great a deliverance that comes by the ministry of angels? See, we're not talking about going out off a limb and go off the wall on this thing and start praying to angels and seeking manifestation of angels. I'm just talking about you entering into the divine deliverance and supernatural protection, supernatural design that God has sent the angels here for your life, to reveal things to you, direct you, cause you to stay in the right way. See, God dispatched a special angel. He's called the angel of the Lord to Israel, to keep them in the way and lead them to the place that God had prepared for them. Now, that was the will of God. That was God's direction. God fully intended for them to go there. It was His will for them to go there. It belonged to them. He gave it to them. But did you know that thousands of multiplied thousands of them never made it to the promised land? Never saw any of that milk and honey, never tasted one drop of the honey, never tasted one drop of the milk, never entered into the promise. And God said, I've given you the land. And not only that, He assigned the angel of the Lord to keep them in the way and lead them to the place that God had prepared. Now, I'm saying this to put over to you the fact that you're not going to necessarily end up where God wants you to be unless you follow the direction of the Word of God and be sensitive to the deliverance that comes by the ministry of angels. God fully intended for the children of Israel to possess the promised land, all of them. But all of them didn't make it. You see, it was God's will that they make it. It was God's will that that happened to them. That was God's ultimate for them. But they didn't. They died prematurely because of unbelief. The Bible says because they wouldn't mix any faith with the word they heard. The Apostle Paul said the gospel was preached to us as well as unto them. But the gospel preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, they wouldn't mix any faith with the word of God. Oh yeah, they knew what God said, but they wouldn't say what God said. That's the way you mix faith with it. The tongue is the mixer. So stop and ask yourself, am I releasing angels or am I binding my angels by the words that I speak? See, the angels are listening to you. And I'll tell you, God has given us supernatural deliverance. Part of salvation, part of deliverance that God has ministered to us comes through the supernatural ministry of angels. But now, it's not going to happen to you just because it's in the Bible. Just because it says, He shall give His angels charge over thee, the angels may not ever have charge over you if you don't appropriate this promise. See, there's always people saying, well, now, I know Brother So-and-so. I heard him preach from that, and he was a good man of God. But he got run over, you know, by an 18-wheeler or something. What happened to him? I don't know. Maybe he didn't appropriate the promise of God. Maybe he never put his name in there. Maybe he was saying it like he was going to be for somebody else all the time. Oh, yeah, it says 1,000 may fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Now, let me say this. Don't go off the ditch on the right-hand side or off the ditch on the left-hand side. Keep a balance in this. Don't go leave your house open and charge your angel to keep the burglars out. Now, that's foolish. Now, if you forget to lock your house, charge your angel, pray that God will send supernatural protection and protect it until you get it locked. See, that's where a lot of people miss it. They just go to overwork their angel. Angels will do things you can't do, things you forgot to do, supernatural things. But they're not in the business of putting gas in your car. If you got your car filled up with gas with an angel every time, or God did it, then you'd want Him to overhaul the transmission. Then you'd want Him to change the oil. Well, they're not going to do that. So let's keep a balance in this. And remember, we're not praying to angels. We're not worshiping angels. We are believing in the ministry of angels, the supernatural manifestation of spirit beings on this planet, here for us. I'm convinced if God assigned angels to the children of Israel to guide them, keep them in the way, and lead them to the promised land, God has done the same for us today. And that we, under the new covenant, have a better promise than they had under the old covenant. Sure, Psalm 91 is under the old covenant. But you see, we can read that today and use it under New Testament principles. That we can have what we say if we believe and doubt not in our heart, but believe what we say will come to pass. See, we can add Mark 11:23 to that and make it more powerful. So we confess and say and proclaim that the angels have charge over me. Keep me in all my ways, and in my pathway is life, and there is no death. Thank God there's no spiritual death, and I'll not yield up the ghost until I've lived my life out on this earth, because he said, with long life will I satisfy thee. So thank God I'll be satisfied when I leave this planet. And you can too. Now remember, keep God's word in your mouth. Release your angels, don't bind them, and allow God to minister to you by supernatural means. It is part of your deliverance. And many of you have not been taking part in that deliverance. All you've believed in being saved, but not being delivered from bad situations supernaturally by the ministry of angels. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The deliverance that comes by the ministry of angels.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been with us all this week. Our CD offer this week has been number 7125. This is the last day for this offer. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. It's entitled End Time Ministry of Angels.
Now, on this, we talk about the fact that the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation. The angels are the ones that bind the tares and bind them in bundles to be burned. The very next thing that Jesus says is, but gather the wheat into my barn after the tares are bound in bundles to be burned. God is going to send the angels to round up all the renegades of the earth that fight against the gospel. And before we leave this earth in the rapture, we're going to have a time of ministry on this planet like none has ever been since the beginning of time, where we will be free from those that would come against the gospel, and it will be preached throughout this nation and the nations of the world as never before. And then when you get into the book of Revelation, you find that the angels will fly through the heavens preaching the gospel. The last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the angels preached the gospel to every living creature on planet Earth. This earth is going to be filled with the gospel, whether it's in our time or in the tribulation time, but the angels have a very valid ministry in the end time. And if you read the book of Revelation, it may make your hair stand up like mine. It may take you 3 days to get it calmed down, but you see what their part is in the end time ministry of angels. It's very important. You really need this. It'll be a blessing to you. That's CD offer number 7125, a single CD, a total of $11.
The toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.